艾美，
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 耶！Woo! Every time we have to celebrate if we get that right.
No,、yeah. we don't. No, it's just do it.
You sounded like Liam Gallagher then. Did you hear him?
Did I?
No, no, shine. You went proper Manchester then, Andrew. How you doing, Jordan?
Wait, talking on Liam Gallagher.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm doing fine.
Okay, okay. Go on.
You're talking on Liam Gallagher. What、yeah. do we all think about these Oasis concerts? Do we agree with the Gallagher Hill stuff?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the Gallagher Hill stuff?
Oh, right. Do you not know about Gallagher Hill,
Yeah,
Andrew?
I do. But what do you mean, about it being no, there or it being shut down?
No, what I mean is, right, people, yeah, should be able to go on that.On that thing, and it shouldn't be able to shut down. It's like it's not freedom of speech.
I think the council made an error there,
yeah.
didn't they? Because initially, my daughter Charlotte went to Gallagher Hill. Funnily enough,
did
and
she?
To quote her, when she came home, she said she had the greatest night of her life. They couldn't、okay. see the band.、
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people with happy, similar interests, Oasis,、
yeah.
in a field jumping around having a good time.
Yeah,
but the fence that they put up was specifically to stop them being able to see the stage, as it were.But there was another field next to it where you could still hear everything, but there was a load of trees in the way.
Yeah.
I don't see the logic why they needed to do the fence at all.
Was it neighbours moaning? Is that what it was?
Possibly, but the neighbours, whether that hill there or not, Heaton Park's full of 75,000 people.
Yeah.
So yes, it's not, you know, it's chaos around there. The streets are blocked off, you know, so...
Do you know
what... If there's a free... Sorry, John. If there's once, a free park and they can stand on it...Let them do it. That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I say.
For the sake of four nights in a year.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, well, why do you need to put a boulder to it?
I think that's, they are a little bit spoiled sport
yeah.
doing that. You know?
Absolutely. Like,
there's no need. I don't think I really, really personally want to go and see Oasis and spend a load of money. I don't think they want to be together. I think that's fairly evident when you see them in the social media. In fact, there is very little social media. Have you seen anything?
Yeah. No.
Actually, of them, Andrew.There
no,
is nothing.
It's, yeah, it's very quiet.
They've got
it's all of Noel, isn't it, really? There's lots of Noel stuff knocking about.
Liam's,
not much Liam.
Liam's big on Twitter, and he's very vocal on there, if you follow anybody on Twitter.
I don't use Twitter. It's toxic.
He's very vocal.
I don't go near Twitter either.
It's toxic.
But Noel, if you look at his face, he's like, I don't want to be here. But Liam's coming out on stage, and he seems to be making an effort, as if to say, like, come on, our kid, let's make an effort.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know...Not for me, but, you know, the fans are happy.
I think it's just a cash grab, me, for one.
Oh, it is, very、yeah. much so, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't blame them for that, can
no.
you?
No, of course you can't.
No, you can't, but I think you can blame them for coming out and not putting an effort in for the fans. That's how I see it. The Police did it a few years ago, was stinging everybody, and they came out on stage and they were like, well, just did it for the cash. Not interested.
No.
And I think that's rude.
Is there any bands that you think should get together that haven't got together?
Oh, that's a good question. Reunion-wise?、
Hmm.
Well, not for me, but one of the... Oh, the obvious one was The Jam, who we're not allowed to mention, but that was a big thing. People, fans wanted them to get together.、
Yep.
Clearly, that's not going to happen now because, sadly, the drummer's passed away, hasn't he?
Yep.
And then who else...From back in the day, who would you want to see together again, Andrew, from your day that you can think of?
Brotherhood of Man.
Are they the ones that did Save All Your Kisses for Me?
Yeah.
Save All Your Kisses for Me.
What did he say about me? That's the first band that came to mind. That's crazy.
Bye bye, baby. Bye bye.
They used to do all the dance moves as well, did they?
Yeah.
Who was the other lot who came out and they ripped the skirts off?
Bugs Fizz.
Yeah.They were cool, weren't they?
You got to speed it up.
Do you know, I went to see the ABBA Voyage in London.
Oh, did you?
You know, the, what did you call it? The holograms of、
yeah.
ABBA. Go and see that. I never realised I was an ABBA fan until I went to see that.
Oh, so you enjoyed it, did you?
Oh, amazing.
Everyone's an ABBA fan. They just don't know it.
I'm not.
I wasn't when I was a kid, but, you know, good tunes.
I think they're absolutely awful.
That is absolutely brutal.Horrible joke.
Should we move on quickly then?
Yes.
Should we talk
absolutely.
Monkeys?
Absolutely.、
Should we talk monkeys?
Yes!
So, in the last episode, there was a bit of controversy.
Where he said it was a lie, Jordan.
Yeah.
In Three Facts and a Lie.
So I've gone back to the episode.
Have you?
Where we were talking about a monkey, and we were talking about zoos, and I think it was a show and tell, I think. You had a picture with a tiger, something like that. We go on to animals.
So what did Jordan say last week? He said he wasn't scared of monkeys. That was the lie.
Or
you said you were scared of monkeys, and you said that was a lie.
Yeah.
But I said, in a previous episode, you said you were scared of monkeys. Is that what I'm saying, Andrew?
I think so, yeah. So should we go back to the tape?
Yes!
Here's the evidence based on episode 54.
You ever been to Chester Zoo?
Yeah.
Have you ever driven through the monkey bit, Andrew?
Oh, I haven't.
No, I haven't actually. I've never been there.
I swear those monkeys are building something. They're literally, they're nicking everything.
I have a fear of monkeys.
Yeah, oh, it's I'll save it for you, three lies. But go on.
No, I don't like them.
Why?
I don't know. There's just something about them. I can't. I can watch them on telly, but I couldn't be. I couldn't be like in the same room as one.
Absolute. There we go. I called it, didn't I? Jordan, you absolute fibber.
I'm a fraud.
So why? Do we have any kind of penance for that, boss man? Just strike him a load of points off his joke or something.
Hey, we could do that.
Yes, we could do that. We should.
You could not allow me to tell a joke this episode.
That's only because you just said on the way to Lurbat that you didn't have a joke for this episode.
Don't let everybody know that.
Do you know what I'd like to bring up, Jordan? Something I've been meaning to bring up for weeks.
Go on, then.
You and I had a... Oh, actually, no, hang on. I'm just going to do it, Jordan. Excuse me. Hang on. I know. Today, I phoned you, and you put me on hold. He actually put me on hold. He says, "I got a minute, put me on hold." What the bloody hell was that about?
Yes, but a lady who has no name rang me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mysterious.
Mm. Yeah, mysterious lady.
Well, mysterious girl.
So we need to talk about your phone. You said to me some weeks ago, Andrew, you'll like this, in his phone, he has the name Amanda Holden in his phone contacts.
I do.
But there is no number with it.
No.
He said, to quote him, it's just in case.
Yeah, quite right. You're manifesting, as they say.
Who else's number do you have in your phone that has actually got no number?
Mike Sweeney. and
I've got his number.
Wait for this. And Tom Syndicate.
Oh, you got him in your phone as well. But not.
But I've said to you, Andrew, I'm really losing hope that I will ever achieve that.
No, we've got time, don't worry. We've got the
There's
world
all the time
before
in the world.
Yeah. We've got the world before us, mate. I've got Kylie Minogue in my phone, by the way.
Oh, is she spinning around?
Very good. Very good. Andrew, come on. Yeah. Who have you got on your phone?
Who's in my phone?
Let's do some name dropping, shall we?
George Michael.
Oh, I bet he doesn't answer.
Mike Sweeney. Steve Penk.
Oh. You're a big fan of Steve Penk, I bet.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a few in there, but I don't phone them. Melanie Sykes.
She's another one. She's on my list.
I've got, just flipping through now, got Clint Boone.
Boone Army! Have you got his number?
I have, yeah.
Mate.
I've got Mike's number. You know what's interesting? Let's see if we both actually got the same Mike number.
Has everyone
number.
Got Mike's number?
Yeah, but let's see if we both got the same number.
Let's have a look, hang on.
I haven't got anything for Mike yet.
Oh, he's absolutely mugged me off. 907.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I actually got his number.
There you go.
So,
Kevin.
Yes.
Were you telling me lies, or have you actually got the mod father's phone number?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So let's ring him.
Yeah.
Let's ring him up now, shall we? Hello. He'll be like, "Who's this?" What else we got cooking anyway, mate?
I'll tell you what we could do. Mm. We could do show and tell, couldn't we?
Show and tell, what is it? Hey! So, you know I go to London a lot with my daughter?
Yep.
And I decided, you know, when you travel to any country, you get like a phrase book, don't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah. My show and tell is my phrase book I use when I go to London. It's called The Dirty Cockney Rhymey Slang Book.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Oh, yes.
Of course it is.
I like it.
So, you know, any useful phrases, like Annabelle Giles, for example, that's...
Piles.
Yes, there you go. There's a useful Cockney phrase for you. Do you want some more? I could do with an apple tart, Jordan. There's a Cockney phrase for you.
What's that?
You said it last week.
Apple tart.
You said the word last week, I think.
Fart.
Oh, no, the other week. Yeah, fart.
Oh, Jesus.
Artful dodger. That's a useful London phrase when you're shopping. Artful dodger is your todger.
I was just going to say that, but I didn't want to in case I offended somebody.
What? When you're shopping?
When you what?
What do you mean? You just said when you're shopping. It's useful.
Useful phrases to use around London.
Yeah, but why would you use
todger?
Because you're trying to blend in with the Cockneys to be a Cockney. So
you need to be on a watch list, you do.
Yeah.
On a register. Auntie Nelly. Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, get in my Auntie Nelly.
Nelly?
Yeah. Oh. Arthur Fowler. That's a growler. Bacon and eggs is legs. Bacon bits. You like that one?
Tits.
Oh, you did have to say it, did you?
Well.
That's my show and tell. Cockney rhyming slang. Phrase book for you. Take it with you, mate. Come
in
handy.
Can I keep this?
Yeah. Use it when you walk around London.
Oh, yeah. Great. When we go down London and interview Amanda Holden, throw a few of them in. See how that goes.
Yeah. Use the Apple Dodger one. What could possibly go wrong? What are you showing us?
Everything.
In your show and tell.
Right.
Come on. For the benefit of the tape, Jordan.
For the benefit of the tape, I hold in my hand a signed picture of one of my favourite bands, the Cortinas. And, fun fact, every signature, right, every band member was in a different place when this was being arranged. So the picture went halfway around the world before it got to me to get to every band member.
Does that make it more valuable?
I think well, so. I've got some bad news for you.
What?
Well, did they send the same pen round the world with the picture, do you think?
I don't know, why?
Because they're all signed with exactly the same pen. Mm. Where did you get this from, Jordan?
Someone bought it me as a gift.
It is really pretty. Just so as you all know out there, you'll have to send a picture, I'll put a picture up on the Facebook group, yep. Won't you? But it's beautifully framed, signed by the Cortinas. I can't say that.
Cortinas.
Yeah, that. Mm. Signed by all four members. Liam, James, Frey, Michael Campbell, Daniel, Conan Moores, and Mark Joseph Capello. Really nice. Do you want to have a look, Andrew?
Very nice. Showbiz frame.
Very pretty, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Same pen.
Yeah. Yeah, that does actually ring a little bit of a alarm bell for me.
How do we know it went round the world?
Yeah.
Because I was informed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who told you?
The person who bought it, miss, she's called Leanne.
Was it on a marketplace or was it on a pub?
I don't bloody know.
Because I bought a pony once in a pub. You know what I mean? You got to be careful what you buy in a pub. It's cool though, but I am a bit suspect about the signatures.
Andrew, do you find that strange that I've got an entry for my
empty entries.
Entry in my phone for my future wife.
I'm sure lots of people do that sort of thing. And I said before, it's like manifesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want it to happen.
I'm sure lots of people do that kind of thing. The kind of people that do that thing, mate, are normally, as you said before, they're on a list somewhere being trapped out and likely to be in Broadmoor.
I'm not one of those people.
No, of course you're not, love.
No, of course I'm not.
Next.
Here's another joke of the week. So, Kevin, racing away with the lead, 20 points to 18.
Oh. Get in there. Jordan was worried about his joke for this recording today.
I heard he doesn't have one.
Yes.
I've got one.
Okay.
Go on.
How'd you keep an idiot in suspense?
Yeah. How? You got that one wrong, I think.
Exactly that.
Do you think you should have said, how do you make an idiot say how?
No.
And I go, oh, my how? God.
No.
Did he get that wrong?
No.
No, he got it right. You as ever messed it up, Kevin.
Oh, did I? Sorry. Do I get a point then?
No.
No. Tempted to take one off.
Oh, no, come on. Jordan.
Yes.
Andrew.
Hmm.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot.
just
so bad. Jordan, go on. I'm going to give it to you. It's 19 points to Jordan.
Woo!
20 to Kevin.
Oh, dear.
I'm coming for you, baby.
Hey, will we have some jokes from some punters next week?
We might. Possibly.
Maybe we should introduce a listener's joke.
Yes.
We should.
Against you two.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try that next week then.
Let's do it.
I'll see you there then.
See you there then.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.